Okay, today's Daf Hey. We're on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, very bottom. So we said there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Thank you. The machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, whether everything that was done by the Miluim, whether it was Ma'akev or not Ma'akev. Did I say that right? Miluim. Whether it's Akif or not. Maybe Nahu. What are the differences? What are these potential things that were not Ma'akif? So, Amar of Yosef, Smicha Ikebenahu. Smicha is one of them. Lemanda Amar, Kol Akasav Behen, Ma'akif Behen. If you hold like a Yochanan, that everything that was written, it was Ma'akif, then Smicha Ma'akva. Smicha is also Ma'akif. Right? Smicha is. Ulamanda Amar. If you hold that things that are not ma'akev for generations in the future are not ma'akev, smicha is not ma'akev. Therefore, they didn't have to necessarily do smicha at the miluim, because it wouldn't be ma'akev in the future. It's nice, it's a hinder, it's a chiyuv, maybe it's a ma'akev. So let's go. Here we go. So here we go. Uladoros Minol. Where am I? Uladoros Minol Dolom Akva. How do you know it's not Ma'akiv? Smicha. The Tanya.
Just like how
it
does just in the
Yom Kippur, you mean? Anytime. The Tanya. It says in the Pasuk. This is the fourth Pasuk of Parshas of Yikra. The Samach. And you'll do smicha. This is a carbon ola. Vinirta. And it'll be effective. It'll have ritzui. Hashem will like that. V'chi smicha mekaperes. What? Smicha does the trick? V'halo ein kapara ela bedam. We all know that it's the dam hazah that works. Shenemar ki dam hu benefesh yichaper. So ma tam adlomar v'samach vinirta. What does that mean? If you do smicha, it's going to be good. What does that mean? So it means, shemas is a smicha shiare mitzvah. If you treat smicha like some extra mitzvah, meaning you don't do it, right? Ma'ala kasav ki'ilu lo kiper. The char will treat it as if you didn't get kapara. The kiper, but you get kapara. In other words, it's not ma'akev. You can call it whatever you want, the chi of this, that. It's just not ma'akev. So it was not ma'akev for the future. It wouldn't have been ma'akev at the miluim. That's the machlok. That's one nafkamina. Two, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Tanufa ikabinayu. Tanufa ikabinayu. Tanufa is another difference. What's Tanufa? Certain karbanos were waived. So Limanda Amar Kalakasa behem ma'akev behem ma'akva. Anyone that hold, if you hold Kalakasa, whatever was written is ma'akev is ma'akev. The Ilmanda Amadavish ain't ma'akev l'doros ain't ma'akev behem lo ma'akva. Things that we're not going to be ma'akev in the future, not ma'akev. Tanufa is not ma'akev. Again, it's a chiyav, you should do it, it's nice, it's good. If you don't do it, the carbon's still kosher. If you don't do Zvika Sadam, the carbon's not kosher. Doldoros Menon Dolom Akva, how do you know that it's not ma'akev? The Tanya, it says the same exact Gemara, the same thing we just said, it says, L'tanufa, L'chaper. Right? So the Gemara says, Tanufa Mekaperes. What, Tanufa is Mekaper? How does that work? That's what gives you a kapara, tanufa. Valo ain't kapara el abadam. There's only a kapara with the dam shenemar ki adam mo nefesh. Yichaper. Ma tamad lo malo tanufa lachaper. What does that mean? That means, shemasa the tanufa, shiari mitzvah. If you treat tanufa like some extra mitzvah and you don't do it, ma le alav akasav ki ilu lo keeper. It's as if you don't get kapara, the keeper, but you get kapara. Why do you get kapara? Because it's not ma'akev. So why does the Torah write it like that? Because the Torah wants you to know you should do it. Third difference, Rav Papa Amar, Prishas Shiva Ikebinayu. Were they separated for 7 days? That's the difference. L'manda Amar Kala Kasav Behem Ma'akev Behem Ma'akva. Well, if everything written is Ma'akev, then yes. L'manda Amar Davashi Eino Ma'akva L'doros Eino Ma'akev Behen Lo Ma'akva. If you hold that in the future it's not Ma'akev, then it wasn't Ma'akev there either. U'l'doros Menola De Lo Ma'akva. How do you know it's not Ma'akev? Listen to this one. How do you know it's not ma'akev? Midikatani maskinin. It says that we take another Kohen, another guy, and we pick him. Remember we said in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol picks him, so he shouldn't have any issue. I picked this guy. I picked the guy that could be my replacement. Right? V'lo ketanim afrishin. It doesn't say it secludes the second guy. What happens if the Kohen Gadol gets Tamei Taka and he can't do the job? And then you have the second one. But he was never secluded. What do you see? Samakev. Right? Samakev.
It's not a community. It's not Makev for the
replacement. So what? But he's going to be the Kohen Gadol. You should have had two people be sequestered. The Kohen Gadol and the backup. The backup's not sequestered. What do you see? Samakev. Okay.
Well,
number four. Before. A fourth difference. Ravina Amar. Ravina says, Ribui Shiva Umashicha Shiva Ikabinaihu. Do you have to have, Ribui Shiva means, do you have to wear all eight begadim for 7 days? And do you have to have anointing for 7 days? Like they did by the Miluim? That's the question. Now we don't, right? Umanda Amar Hakala Kasa Behen Ma'akev Behen Ma'akva. Right? That's all Ma'akev. Ulamanda Amar, Davashe Ein Ma'akev Ludoros, Ludoros Ein Ma'akev Ehen, Lo Ma'akva, it's not going to be a problem. Ulodoros Manolan de Lo Ma'akva, how do you know that in the future this is not going to be Ma'akev? Titania, Vechit. Yeah. Titania, it says Vechiper HaKohen, Asher Yimshach Oso, Vasher Yimale Yetz Yadav Lachahein Tachas Aviv. Right? Ma Talmud Lomar. Why do I need that pasuk? Why? Lefi Shinemar, it says already. Shiva Siyam Yalbi Shema Kohen Tachtav Mibonov. Everybody says that for 7 days you're gonna Shiva Siyam Yalbi Shema Kohen Tachtav Mibonov. Ein Liela Nisrabe Shiva Vinimshach Shiva. So that only applies in the case of the Miluim, where there was a 7 day inauguration. But Nisrabe Shiva, but to have a 7 day inauguration, to have, be prepared for 7 days, v'nimshach yom echad, to work for 1 day, or nisraba yom echad, or to have 1 day of chinuch, v'nimshach l'shiva, for 7 days of anointing, minayin, how do you know there's such a thing? Talmud lomar, asher yimshach aso, v'asher yimale es yadav. Pasuk, mikol makom. In other words, in any situation. Meaning, doesn't have to be for 7 days. So what do you see? It's not ma'agiv. So now the Gemara says, Ashkechan ribui shiva lechatchila. Ashkechan ribui shiva lechatchila. So now this pasuk just told me that they had an inauguration of 7 days of wearing big day kahuna. Meshicha shiva lechatchila menalan. What about Meshicha for 7 days? How do you know that? So Iba Yisema mid'itzrich kra lemeute. We have a pasuk to tell you that in the future you don't need it. Which is obviously, then they didn't need it. That's one answer. V'ibayitzema, it's a hekesh. Damar kra, u'bigdi ha'kodesh, asher l'aron u'yir levanav, acharav, l'mashcha, bahem, u'lamale es bom es yadam. Right? Iskish mashicha l'ribuy. It's a hekesh. Ma ribuy shiva, af mashicha shiva. Okay? Now. No, you don't know it's a ma'akev, but you know that whatever applies to begadim applies to the mashicha. Since the begadim was a ma'akev, the mashicha is a ma'akev. Then the Rishonim come up with other distinctions between whether the miluim is ma'akev or not for the future. Haktaret emurim, shvichas shiori hadam, all these other secondary things that were going on. The Urim v'Tumim on the Choshen. We're going to get to that now in a minute. Okay. Now my time of demanda amar kala kasav behen ma'akev. Why does someone hold that everything's ma'akev? Why is that? Everything's ma'akev? Amar Vitzchak Bar Bisna, Amar Kra, it says Va'asisa La'aharon U'Labanav Kacha. Kacha. Kacha Ikubahu. That implies it's ma'akev. Like this. Torah says, I want to do it this way. Like this. No other way. No way. Well, it's only like a, you know, Shiari Mitzvah, it's not ma'akev, don't worry about it. No. The Torah is very ma'akev. Tina, that makes sense. Kol Milsa Diksiva B'Hayin Yana. That makes sense to everything written in the Inyan. We'll explain that in a minute. Milsa Deloksiva B'Hayin Yana Minalan. What if it's not written? Now, In order to understand this, let's see the Rashi, the second wide line in Rashi. There's a chumash here. Second wide line in Rashi says like this: "Beparshas Hamiluim bezeh hadavar asher tatzeh lo ksiv." It doesn't say sheyitain el hachoshen urim v'tumim ke shehalbishan. It doesn't say that they put on the urim v'tumim. The Rashi is alluding to that the parsha of the Milum is written twice. It's written twice. The time we all know is in Parsha Tzav, right? Because it's leading up to Shemini. Vehi b'yom haShemini was the last day of the Milum. So in Parsha Tzav, the end of Tzav, is all the Maisa of the Milum. But there's another parsha where it talks about the Milum, and that's in Parsha Tetzaveh. In Parsha Tetzaveh, after the Torah tells you all about the Big Day Kahuna, right? Or in the middle there, it says, where am I? Parachov Tet. Parachov Tet in Parshas Tetzaveh, it says, right? V'zeh adavar shatasel mekadesh osam l'chahin li. And the whole, this is what you're going to do to make the miluim. And not in this parsha is anything about the choshen. Tana tzaveh, only in tzav. So back to Rashi. Avo parshas tzaves Aaron, but in the parsha of tzav, shenem rosham asiyas hamiluim. See if it does say, v'yitin alav es hachoshen, v'yitin alav choshen es orim ves hatumim. And in parshas tzav, it's not mentioned. Now, we all know the Parshas Tetzaveh is the parsha about the Big Day Kahuna. And the Choshen is in Parshas Tetzaveh. Im Tomar, Af of At Tetzaveh Nemar, V'nathat El HaChoshen HaMishpat Es HaOrim Ves HaTumim. It says black and white in Parshas Tetzaveh, you're going to make such a thing called Orim HaTumim. But ain't that Parshas Miluim? That's not the Miluim. Ella, rather, Asiyas Begadim. It's the Begadim. U'bahahi in Yonah, Loksiv kacha liikuva, and in Parsha Tetzaveh it doesn't say the word kacha. It's not makiv. So in Parsha Tetzaveh it doesn't say it, and in Parsha Tetzaveh it doesn't say it, and in Parsha Tetzaveh it does say it. Okay. Since it doesn't mention anything about the milu, about the choshet in Parsha Tetzaveh. In Parshas Tetzaveh, it doesn't say it. Parshas Tetzaveh has two parts. There's the Big Day Kahuna, of course it says it there. And then there's the Miluim. You're gonna do this for the Miluim. You're gonna do the following. We're gonna have a Miluim. And it's not mentioned. In Parshas Tzav, it's about, and they did the Miluim. They did it all. And there it is mentioned. And there it says, by the way, Kacha, that's Ma'akev. But in Parshas Tetzaveh, it's not mentioned. So is it Ma'akev? Is the Choshen Ma'akev? Can't imagine it's not Ma'akev, but it does not mention.
Just one slight question. But in the Luma, it wasn't Aaron and his children. They were sequestered, and Moshe was doing all the dry run, correct? So who was wearing the Choshen, and who was doing that?
It's a good question.
What are we comparing it? Aaron was not doing any of this stuff. He was waiting for the eighth day.
Right.
Who was doing all this stuff? Moshe doing it?
Huh? That might not be a machlokes, but I'm not sure that who's. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think you're right that Moshe was doing the avodah and Aaron was being sequestered for the Yom HaShemini, for the eighth day.
Right. So all the stuff that's being done on the Miluim was not done by the Kohen Gadol. And,
correct.
And now we're saying that.
But whoever was doing it, what was the wearing the Choshen?
I don't know what I'm saying. But now that's now Achia Fedoros because Moshe did it, not Aaron?
Go back to the same question. Why does that have to do with anything else? It's a one-shot deal.
Right. No. So again, Tinach, Kol, Milsa, Dichtiv, and Baha'i Inyana. That makes sense. That is Ma'ake for anything written in the Inyan. Right? Milsa, Delok, Siv, and Baha'i Inyana. But something not written in the Parshas of both Miluims, it's only written by one, which is what? The Choshen. Menalon, how do you know it's Ma'akev? So the Gemara answers, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Yalef Pesach Pesach, it's the Gzeir Shava. What's the Gzeir Shava? Says Rashi, Pesach Pesach, B'tzavoktiv, in Parshas, Tetzaveh, it says, El Pesach Olmoed. V'chein Ba'asiyah, it says Takrif Pesach Ol Moed V'achal Aaron Ravana V'es Abasar Ha'ayel V'es Halecha Masher Besal Pesach Ol Moed V'chem Basir V'es Kol Eda. It's a Zereshava. It's a Zereshava. Rav Mashar Shia Amar Ushmartem Es Mishmeret Hashem Ikuva. A different pasuk over there, which is in Parshas Vayikra, it tells you that in Parshas Tzav Amin that it's Ikuva. Rav Ashi Amar Kichen Tziveisi Ikuva. Kichen Tziveisi is also Ma'akev. There's a different pasuk to tell you it's Ma'akev. As a matter of fact, Tana Rabbanon.
What is Kichen Tziveisi?
And this is what I told you to do. What I told you to do, whatever I told you to do, so it's Ma'akev. Even though it doesn't say it in Parshas Tzav. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon Kichen Tziveisi. Kichen Tziveisi. So look at Rashi of Kichen Tziveisi. This pasuk of Kichen Tziveisi is in Parsha Shmini. Says Rashi, since we mentioned the word Kichen Tziveisi, we're going to talk about another story where that phrase comes up. Right? Aidi denakat hacha lemidrash Kichen Tziveisi linyana demilum lekuva asa. We're going to bring the, since we brought in these words Kichen Tziveisi for the miluim, I'm going to have another Gemara that talks about Kichen Tziveisi that has nothing to do with anything out of left field. Kivar le brisa hacha, the brisa puts it here. Lemidrash kichen tziveisi de shmini lemayasa. Why does it say it by the milu in parsha shmini? Falav nihi hu krad in yonah de milu v'tzavetzavet. It has nothing to do with the milu. Ella rather the yom hashmini k'siv b'mincha k'chuas ha'mincha notzeres mishi Hashem v'achlua mizbeach etel ha'mizbeach kichen tziveisi. It has nothing to do with the milu, but it's the same three words. So the Gemara is going to talk about the same three words. Okay, it says. Kichen tzivei, Tana Rabbanan. Kichen tzivei, kasher tzivisi, kasher tziva Hashem. Okay? All those three words were the Gemara puts them out of order. The three of these are out of order. Here's what happened. On the Yom HaShmini, there were four karbonos brought that day. This is that day in history when another man of you died. There were four karbonos brought that day. Number one, it was Rosh Chodesh. Nisan, so they brought a Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Number two, Nachshon ben Aminadav also brought a Seir. Number three, they brought a special Seir as the last day of the inauguration. Right? Why is the inauguration 8 days? Right? You can think about that. And number four, they brought Karbanos for the Tzibur. They brought an Ola, a Shalom, and a Mincha. After they brought all that, Nadav and Avihu died. Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu died, which made Aaron, the only Kohen Gadol around, into an Onin. And his sons, his remaining sons, also were Onins. So they were all Onins. So what happened was, it says over there, that Moshe said to Aaron, Elazar and Isamar, that they should eat the leftover minchas, which means the leftover kabanos. Kichen tziveisi. Okay? Kichen tziveisi. Then it says, the chazeh and the shok of the shlomim you should eat, kasher tziva Hashem. Second time. What? No, I told you, the Gemara is out of order. I'm reading it to you in chronological order. The Gemara puts it out of order. Why? They revised the whole thing, I don't know why. After, what did Aaron do? Aaron burnt the seir of the Rosh Chodesh. He burnt it. And Moshe says, what'd you do that for? Didn't I tell you to eat it? Didn't it say you should eat a kasher tzivisi like I commanded you? Why'd you do that? And Aaron answered back, because since it's not special, I'm an onan. So the seer of Nachshon is a one-time in history. The miluim is a one-time in history. That I listened to you. But the Rosh Chodesh one, I thought to myself, what am I eating that for? I'm an onan. That every month they're going to bring that. And Moshe said, you're right, Aaron, you're right. Right? So, kichen tzivisi, ba'anina shiochluha. You could. I told you, even though you're an onan, you could still eat it. Kasher tzivisi, b'shas ma'isa amalehem. While he was doing that, Moshe told him you should eat it. And kasher tziva Hashem, v'lo me'elai ani omer. I didn't make that up, that you should eat it now, even though you're an onan. I didn't make that up. Hashem said it. And Aaron answered back, no, it's okay. That's the whole, that's the end of the Gemara. That Gemara. Okay? Amar of Yossi bar Chanina, michnasayim en k'suvim b'parsha. The pants are not mentioned in the parsha. Which parsha? The parsha of Miluim. It says over there that Moshe dressed Aaron and the children, the Kohanim, and doesn't mention the pants. Not mentioned.
We walk out inside the basement without pants.
What? That's going to be the answer, by the way.
I know
you don't need somebody to put pants on you. The tzitz, a different thing. The other thing. A pant? We're going to get to that. Anyway, kishu omer, when it says, when it says, and you should do everything, right? It includes the pants. Right? So Rashi says, there are three levels of lines in this Rashi. One, two, it's like the third line, the very wide line. It says, vav mosif al inyan rishon. The vav, it says, v'zeh ha-davar, the vav is mosif. In other words, Parshas Tetzav, I told you, it's two halves. The first half is the big day kahuna. The pants are mentioned there. Then it says, and by the way, this is what we should do. Let's get dressed. Pants are not mentioned. So Rashi, so Gemara says, of course it means the pants. What I just told you about. Right? It says it, the big pants. So why isn't it mentioned? So we'll see that in the end. No,
so he was commanded to...
No, this is Ma'akev. We're going to see it at the end. Yeah?
Dressing them during the Shiva Simei Miluim, and they, but he was sequestered. They just put it on and take it off.
Just right. Something like that. And also, Vasiris Eifa. Also, some carbon for the Kohanim. So Bishalom Mechnasayim Tziva Binyana Dibagadim. I understand... The Michlasai, you want to tell me it goes back to the beginning of the parsha with Pants Dementia? A series of Eifa? Minala, where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? So the answer is Isya Zezeh. It's a Gzereshava. Mibzeh, carbon, iron, Ivana, Vashay, Akrivu, Lashem, a series of Eifa. That's one Zeh. And the other Zeh is Zeh, which we just said. Zeh Hadavar Asher Tasa Lahem. It's a Gzereshava. Amr B'Yochanan, Mishnah Shur Ben Yechai. Benayin Sha'af Mikra Parsha Ma'akiv. How do you know even the reading of this parsha was ma'akev? Not just doing it, but reading it. Talmud Lomar, v'yomer Moshe el Eda, zeh adavar shetziv Hashem, afilu dibur ma'akev. Even the dibur is ma'akev. That means they have to read this parsha. They have to read it. They have to read parsha tetzav to everybody.
During the week of Milu?
Yeah.
But not doing Milu before the Yom Kippur service.
Correct. Correct.
Just at one time.
Correct. Now the Gemara asked, Keitzad Halbishon, how did Moshe dress Aaron? How did he do that? So the Gemara asks, Keitzad Halbishon, my dahava hava. Who cares? It's old news. Right? My dahava hava. Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares about everything else here? It's also only one time.
So look at Tosos. My dahava hava. Tosos, my. Shas would be very short if we listened to it, right? Who cares? That's irrelevant. So my dahava hava, the parakavad Sanhedrin, in the first parak of Sanhedrin, mi boyalon, the Gemara asks the following question. Right? The Torah said, Moshe said, you're not allowed to go onto Har Sinai. You're not allowed to go onto Har Sinai. If you go onto Har Sinai, it's because you're going to get killed. You can't go onto Har Sinai. So let's say somebody went onto Har Sinai. So if somebody went onto Har Sinai, it's going to be judged. Like it's a chiyav misa. What if an animal went onto Har Sinai? He's also going to be judged, the animal. How many judges are going to judge the animal? The Gemara had such a kasha. Right? 23 or 3. Right? So, Miboyalon, Shar Sinai, if a Shar goes on to Har Sinai, comma, how many judges are going to judge this Shar? Mi Gomar Shah Midoros Olo. Do we, in the future, an animal also judge with 23, no? Animal kills somebody. Animal, has relations with somebody. So you have to judge the animal. So how many judges are going to judge that? L'chor 23. So do we, the Gemara wanted to know, do we treat the Shar like a person? In the future, we're going to do that. Even now by Har Sinai? That's the Gemara's question. What kind of question is that? It's never going to come up again in history. Right? V'lo parachasam ki mai ha-chamai da-hava hava. The Gemara doesn't ask over there. Who cares?
Have an application for the future.
What's the application?
Because how are we going to judge an animal in the future?
We know that. The question: how are we going to judge him those 3 days?
Maybe you learn from that.
What?
Maybe you learn.
No. So the Gemara doesn't ask, who cares? And here the Gemara asks, who cares? The question, such a good question, the Tosfos doesn't answer it. Doesn't answer the question. Doesn't answer it. It leaves it out. That's it. It's over. The Tosfos ends. Right? We read short Tosfos. We read long ones. We don't read. It ends. Tosfos couldn't answer the question. Which means, in my mind, whatever answer you're going to come up with, Tosfos knew it also. And he didn't let him, what kind of answer is that? So here's what the Tashbetz gives the following answer. Listen to this answer. Any issue that has halacha involved with it was always relevant. It's always relevant. How many judges judge the act? Who cares? There's one time I said, never to halachas. And once you're dealing with the world of halacha, maybe I can apply it to this, maybe I can apply it to that. It's halacha. Halacha is always relevant. Therefore, it's an hedge. Therefore, it's an hedge. The Gemara doesn't say boo. Whatever halacha question, what's the story? Here, it's history. How did Moshe, did he put the tzitz on first, or did he put the me'il on first? Who cares? So the Gemara asks, who cares? It has no halacha ramifications.
It could have.
How could it?
The way the Kohen Gadol is supposed to dress himself. The order that is supposed to dress.
So the Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. But what about the future? Right? But here what the Tashbetz is saying, anytime the halacha question, right? Halacha question, even though it doesn't apply anymore, like all these questions in the Midbar, all the halacha questions, well, how many this and the Midbar, well, who cares? We're not going back to the Midbar ever. Doesn't matter. If it's a halachic issue, it's always relevant. Learning halacha is always relevant. That's a big mussar anyway. But if it's just stop a history question, so who cares? So the Gemara asked, who cares? There's no halacha. Not halachas. How did Moshe do it? Like this or like this? So the answer is, who cares? That's what the Gemara says, who cares?
During the trial run, wasn't there even doing the
other right. You like that answer? Not a bad answer.
It's not a bad answer, but how do we know that we're not going to have other trial runs in the future?
Ah, so the Gemara answers that. So the Gemara says, no, elakated halbishan, malbishan la'asid lavo. How's it going to be in the future? How are you not going to have trial runs? Right? Maybe in the future it'll come up again. That's what the Gemara says. What do you mean? What do you mean, who cares? Maybe it'll come up again in the future. So the Gemara asks, la'asid lavo nami. So in the future, because you have an iron above a Moshe, imahim. We'll go ask them. Why do you have to know now? Why do you have to know now?
What
does it
mean?
Lasid Lavo,
is it not now?
Lasid Lavo. No, in the new base of Mikdash, by the third one. Maybe you need to know.
Have a first and second.
What?
I have to know that then?
I don't know. No, because by the first and second, there was no inauguration. There was no inauguration.
It wasn't for the Shlomo.
Not like this. Not a 7-day thing where Moshe Rabbeinu or some equivalent person dressed the Kohen Gadol. When that happened? That never happened again. You want to tell me Lasid Lavo, it's going to happen again?
Moshe comes back in
Ireland. Or someone else? So we'll ask them what to do. Right? Ask the Avnei
Nezer. We're talking about dressing by the Mishkan.
Correct. Here. Correct.
So why didn't the Seder getting dressed Lasid Lavo at that point in time?
Because there was no Seder. There was no Seder Lasid Lavo. There's no Seder. The Kohen Gadol got up in the morning and got dressed. Nobody dressed him. This is the only time in history.
He did dress him by the Mishkan.
That's right. It's the only time. So the Gemara says, well, how'd that happen? How'd that go down? So the Gemara says, who cares?
Because they want to dress him the same way when the Beit HaMikdash is built.
But that didn't happen. There was no dressing when the Beit HaMikdash was built. So you want to tell me Lasid Lavo?
No, I'm talking about Lasid Lavo meaning the Beit HaMikdash.
No, there was none. There was no dressing again. It happened one time in history. So then the Gemara says, well, it's going to happen again in the future. When the Beis HaMikdash, the third one, says the Gemara. When they come back, we'll ask them then. What do they know now for?
They don't come back at the same time because you have the Beis HaMikdash before Tchias HaMikdash.
Whenever that's going to be, we'll ask them, right? Whenever the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and whenever there's going to be a new inauguration, we'll ask them what to do. Ask the Avnei Nezer, why will there be a new inauguration? Yeah. Why will there be a new inauguration? Why?
Yeah, we
did it already. They didn't do it by the first. They didn't do it by the second. Why are they going to do it by the third? So the Avnei Nezer gives a Hasidish answer. The Hasidish answer is because what are we giving Karbanos for? Why are they going to be Karbanos? No Chet. Or is it going to be Chet anymore? Why are we going to be Karbanos? No, what are we doing when the future comes? The answer is we have no idea. It's going to be a whole different Mahal, a whole. So for that, we need a new inauguration. That's the mystical answer. The Ramban says a practical answer. The Ramban says, even though he was a mystic himself, the Ramban says, because once everyone dies, everything all bets are off. Now they're going to come back from the dead as new people, or old people brand new, they've been dead for 3,000 years, we're going to have a new inauguration. Anyway, however you want to deal with that question, well, that's them in the future, right? Lasid Lavo Nami, Kishiva Aravad of Moshe Imahem. So the answer is no. Well, you know what I want to know? You're right. I want to know, how do you learn Torah? I want to learn Pesukim. How do you learn these Pesukim? Ella. Ketzad halbishan lemisbar kroy. How do you read psukim? How to read psukim? It's always relevant. Even if it's about something that never is going to happen again. Also, Pasha Tad in the Pasuk. That's always relevant. Torah? Psukim? Even though it's about the Mishkan and the Miluim, it's never going to happen again. I can still know how to read the Psukim. Why? Because there's a little bit of a stira. As a matter of fact, it's about Chlokas. Pligi bar Rebchia, Rebbe Yochanan. Chad amar Aaron v'achachach banav. First Aaron and then the children. V'chad amar Aaron v'banav v'batachas at one shot. Doesn't mean at one shot. It's impossible to do two things at once. Doesn't mean at one shot. It means there was no hefsek. Right? Looks like a Rashi. Rashi says, L'mispar kroy. I want to know how to read psukim. How to read psukim? It's always relevant. Dilo lirmu ahadadi. So they shouldn't contradict. They shouldn't. The psukim appear to contradict each other. Why? In Parshas Tetzaveh it says, V'chagarta osam avnet Aaron uvanav. And Moshe put the belts on Aaron and the children. Mashma chagirasam shel av ubanim b'seder echad. It's mashma. He did it at one time. V'lo his hipsik levishas beged achar bintayim. He didn't put anything else on in between. Belt. So it's mashma. However, uba asiyakshiv, but in Parshas Tzav it says, ba'aron, v'yachkar oso, in singular, ba'avnet, where am I? B'seder levishas begadim, v'hilbishu koham albushin, he dressed Aaron totally, v'yachakach hikriv banav v'albisham, right? V'lochakach hikriv banav basachas. He didn't do it at one time. Right? So, I want to know, how do you reconcile these psukim? That's always relevant. How to make psukim fit, that's timeless. That's the answer to the question. The question was, who cares? The answer is, well, I need to know how to read psukim. I do care. That we all care about. Okay, very good. Why? Because it's a machlokas. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, b'ksones, what's a ksones? Right? Ksones are pants, right? No, shirts. B'ksones ube mitznefes, by the shirt and the hat. Kule alma lo pligi da Aaron v'achakach banav. Everybody holds Aaron and then the children. Why? The bein b'tzava ubein basia. One second. Aaron v'achakach banav. Right. The bein b'tzava ubein basia Aaron kadim. Aaron's first regarding the shirt and the hat. Now, by a kohen hedyo, what's left? The belt, which is a machlok, that's about, and the pants. So where are the pants? So we said they were mentioned. Right? Ki pligi ba'avnet. What's the machlokas? By the belt. Now let's see. Let's continue that Rashi. Rashi says, Abaya mafarish la, l'mulsai. Abaya explains that v'ksones ubimitznefes. By the ksones and the hat. By the shirt and the hat. L'hachi naka ksones ubimitznefes sheshavin begadol ubehedya. They're both the same. Those are the same. Umichnasayim lo hutstrich lomar. Didn't have to mention the pants. Before we said the pants aren't mentioned, that says Rashi, you don't have to tell me about the pants. Sharei hakein kodmin lakol, because they come before everything. Kid amrina, like we said, menayin shelo yehidavar kodem lemichnasayim. Nothing comes before the pants. The pants are the first ones put on. Says to Rashash, what on earth is Rashi talking about? We're discussing Aaron coming first or the children coming first. Says Rashi, don't worry about the pants, because that was the first thing they put on. That wasn't the question. The question was, when were they dressed by Moshe? Rashi is not answering that question. Rashi says, and by the way, the pants were put on first. Says the Rashash, it doesn't answer our issue. Says the Rashash, no, Moshe didn't put the pants on. You know, you put your own pants on. Right? That's what the Rashash says. He says,
one leg at a time.
So the Rashash says, the Siach Yitzchak explains, Sharei terem halboshas Aaron ubanav bigdei kahuna, tavla Moshe b'mayim, Moshe put them in the mikvah. The ain't svara loma shemetamtev aleihem mibeis hatfila b'zeachazel albisha mikasayim b'atachas. Doesn't make sense. Sitting over there and Moshe's putting pants on each one of them? That can't be right. They're standing there waiting for Moshe to put pants on them? That can't be right. What?
It's an issue also.
Right. So the Ramban says that. That you don't need somebody to put pants on you. That was a different kind of thing, and that Aaron put on by himself. Okay. What are we up to? So up to, it's a machlokas, right? What's the machlokas? Ki pligi ba'avnei. Man da amar Aaron v'achakach banav d'chziv v'yachkar oso ba'avneit v'hadachziv v'yachkar osam avneit. Right? First it says Aaron in singular, and then it says the children as plural. V'man da amar, and the other one says, no, Aaron v'anam v'as achas. D'chziv, because it says v'chagar to osam. It says plural. So the Mugar says, 1 second. Ulaman da amar Aaron Ravana bavasachas hatsiv v'yachkar oso b'avneit v'adachsiv v'yachkar osam avneit. How could you say that it was at one time? Clearly the psukim are different. So the Gemara answers. You know what? Should we stop here? Should we get to the two dots? We'll get to the two dots. If he wants to do it over, we'll do it over. Amar lach, no. What that meant was hahu. Avneto shel kohen gadol lo zehu avneto shel kohen hedyot. Just to let you know that they weren't the same avnet. Why? Because the kohen gadol had shatnas and the kohen hedyot didn't. That's all. That's why it says it separately. Really, they were b'masachas. It's written separately. That's just to let you know they had different avnet. That's all. That's why it's separate. Just to let you know there was different begadim. The pants could have been lechor the same. The shirt could have been the same. The hat could have been the same. In those picture books, the hat of the kohen gadol is always different. I don't know where that came from. That it doesn't have to necessarily be true. I think because the thing that uses the Torah uses a different word, but the belt was different. The belt was different. Why was it different? It had shatnas. Now, Laman Damar Aaron Achach Banav, but the one who holds it first Aaron and then the children, Ivoksiv Hagarta Osam Avnate, but it does taka say they were done together. Yeah, Amalachahu Kamashan Avnate Shakon Gadol, they have their Shakon Hedyot. You're right. That's just to let you know that it was the same belt. So there's a machlokas about the belt. Machlokas about it. V'yachkar oso avneit, v'yachkar osam lomeli. Shmamina Aaron Ravanov, Aaron Rachach Banov. Right? So that's what it means. Really, it was Aaron Rachach Banov. It was separate. It says Bavasach. It says like it at one time. That's just to let you know that it was the same belt. Now the Gemara says, Bavasach Asimishkachasla. How's it possible to dress two people at the same time? How's that even possible? How's that possible? The Gemara answers, no, Lotzricha da Akdim. No, it doesn't mean it was Bavazachas. What it meant was nothing else was going on in between. Take the belt, they'll have a coffee, then I'll put on his pin, then I'll do that. None of that at all. Same Bavazachas. It means nothing else was done in between. No Akdim. Nothing else was done in between. Alright? So we got to the two dots. We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.